Across the street from his house, 47-year-old Brian Scollard is scraping the road with a shovel. He's pitching in to help clear the way for his mail carrier.
Because the snowplows bury the mailboxes.
He says he doesn't really need de-icer on his driveway, but he's appreciated its use on the streets of Seattle, where he works.
You can totally tell what the de-icer's done for the streets this year. It's made a world of difference.
He says he's not sure exactly what's in it, but he assumes it's safe for the environment.
It works. A lot better than the chaos that we had that one year.
He's referring to December 2008, when the city used a low-impact mix of sand and rubber-edged plows to deal with the snow. No salt. And everything shut down. Since then, the Seattle Department of Transportation says it's implemented a better plan. Trucks with de-icer hit certain routes whenever the forecast is frosty to keep ice from building up. Once snow hits, salt is routine to keep roads clear for transit and first responders, such as ambulances. And last year, the city switched from de-icer that's essentially salt-based, sodium chloride, to less toxic magnesium chloride. Environmental groups say they're taking a wait-and-see approach to the effects of this on the efforts to keep toxic runoff out of Puget Sound and away from sensitive creeks and wetlands. Much runoff does go through treatment plants before it enters Puget Sound, and the State Department of Ecology says the extra expense of salting and de-icing roads, the overtime and supply costs, generally prevents the risk of excessive use. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.